This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. A wide-ranging education bill emphasizing local and parental control has died after a vote in the State House yesterday. The latest version of House Bill 156 would have suspended statewide standardized testing for 2 years, allowed parents to opt their kids out of any lesson, and put decisions about sexual education in the hands of local school boards. Wednesday afternoon, the House voted 20 yes to 19 no on the measure. It needed 21 yes votes to pass. An Alaska lawmaker's efforts to halt the rapid growth of the state's prison population may not come to fruition. When it was introduced, North Pole Senator John Coghill's bill reduced sentences, put higher thresholds in place for property crimes, and inserted a presumption of citation instead of arrest for many misdemeanors. Now, it also includes specifications for who can serve on the state's Violent Crimes Compensation Board, tweaks to the state's civil asset forfeiture laws, and a requirement that Alaska's Criminal Justice Commission draft a report on using bonds to reduce recidivism. Coghill says lawmakers are amending the bill to add their own to it because it has the potential to pass, but he says the amendments add complications, making it less likely enough people will support its passage. Recently in southeast Alaska, the sky and sea came alive with predators waiting for herring. In Sitka, subsistence fishermen placed hemlock trees in the water, and herring laid clumps of eggs on the branches. The branches were cut off, and some were flown to Anchorage, where at least one Alaska Native Medical Center patient waited with anticipation.
I gotta have some of that.
Probably 5 minutes.
78-year-old Mamie Alexander says if she were home in Ketchikan, she would be eating fish eggs by the plateful. For now, she's happy to have it in a green salad. In fact, she's so busy savoring the treat, she doesn't want to pause to answer a hospital worker's question.
Is it good?
No time to talk.
Dr. Gary Ferguson says a change in federal law allows health care providers to serve donated traditional foods.
Our goal is to have traditional foods here at the hospital, at a regular thing on the menu, and the new menu has herring eggs on the menu. So you can order herring eggs right here at the hospital. So very exciting.
The patient menu at Alaska Native Medical Center also includes dishes such as pierog, or fish pie, salmon soup, smoked salmon, salmon bacon, fiddlehead ferns, and reindeer pot pie. Annie Van of New Napichuk named several dishes she ate while growing up: dried whitefish, fresh seal meat, and muskrat with seal oil. She says it's important for parents to keep feeding traditional foods to their children.
It's more important to eat Eskimo food. Let the kids learn how to eat Eskimo food, because one of these years we might not have enough food or enough money to buy food. We have to hunt some food and get them mixed with native food and then white food. That's the best I can say.
Dr. Ferguson says traditional foods offer patients rich nutritional benefits as well as a taste from home. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.